don't want to die with any regrets. I don't want to die with any of my desires being unfulfilled. I want to make sure that I am utilizing all of the time that I have on this planet. And I want you to do the same. Hey, I'm Alicia Harris, and I am your host of The Alicia Show. Each week, we'll be having conversations about how to enhance your well-being. We'll be sharing strategies and stories and insights to build your business while still navigating life, because sometimes we try to separate the two, and let's face it, if you are not well, you have no business. I am a holistic business growth strategist and a wellness coach who spent over 15 years in corporate before deciding to choose me first to build my brand, Alicia Lifestyle. I'm here to teach you how to redefine what success means to you, ditch the stress and confusion, and learn how to run your business from a place of ease and excitement. Let's get into this week's episode. Hello, loves. I am back, and I am so, so happy to be back. But equally, I am so happy that I've learned just to listen to myself and take those necessary breaks when I absolutely need them. And so I took a break, and I hope you're not too mad at me. In fact, I know you're not, because I know that you'll be saying, yes, Alicia, that's exactly what you preach. So why wouldn't you? So we've just come out of what was a very, very hard month for me. Oof. And just saying that out aloud and speaking to you is just making me recognize how much I truly, truly have been hurting. And so for some of the listeners that are new here or just don't know, June is always difficult for me. I've spoken about it so many times. And one of the reasons why is because June is the month that I lost my mum to cancer. And so if you don't know my full story, then definitely go back and listen to some of the episodes that I've gone into great detail about my loss and how I was feeling. And yeah, that will give you a really good indication of who I am. And equally, if you have lost a parent, you know how hard it is. Before I go into the rest of this episode, which is basically me free-flowing about my reflections, I just want to say I am expressing my deepest, deepest gratitude for all of you who continue to listen week in, week out. But also, I just want you to know that for those of you who have lost a parent or are caregivers for parents, I hold you in my heart, because I know how difficult this period of your life can be. And so we lost two amazing, powerful women in the month of June also. So I just want to also pay respects to my dear friend's mum, Vianne. She's been on the show, and I've known her mum, Sarah, for over 30 years. And so when the day came that we lost her and I was with Vianne on that day, it broke another piece of my heart. And so I just want to take a moment just to show Sister Bruno a moment of just sheer gratitude. She was amazing. I have so many great memories of just being in and out of their household growing up. And so it brings me so much sadness that she is no longer with us. But it also brings me so much joy that I was able to be part of that journey, and she was part of mine. She would always ask about me and my brothers and how I was doing. She was amazing when my mum passed away. And so, yeah, she's going to be greatly missed. And then we lost my husband's grandma, who just even taking a breath to speak about Mother Jane is, wow. She was the first person who welcomed me into the family. I mean, I rocked up with my ears pierced 3 times, my nose pierced, purple hair, And that was our first meeting. And she looked at me and she was like, wow. Yeah, you're different. And she joked with me a lot and she put me on the spot. But she was the most amazing woman. She was behind us 100% in our journey together. And I am so grateful that Alessandra got to meet her great-grandmother, who got to reach a beautiful age of 102. So that, for me, is just bittersweet that she will not be with us anymore. But I am just so thankful that we had her for such a long period of time. When I think about the fact that Mum didn't make it to her 60s again, we have to be graceful and we have to feel blessed if our parents reach a amazing age, because growing old is not a given. And so whilst I talk about that, I want you to be thinking about the things that you could be doing to ensure that you are looking after yourself, especially if you're in a place of grief. And it may not be grieving somebody, it might be grieving something. But I want to always, always remind you that you have to come first, especially if you are caregivers for family members. You know, you're a parent or you're a caregiver to a partner or anybody else. They need you here. They 100% need you here. So you need to be taking care of yourself. I was in a frantic place. I'm not going to lie to you. These two women died within 6 days of each other. And so I was literally picking myself off the floor, I kid you not, of feeling so sad and then having to go back into that feeling of grieving somebody else and grieving my mum and the baby I had lost and everything else. And so I'm here to say, do the things that really, really bring you joy when you can. And I know it feels funny that I'm having this conversation with you when I'm talking about grief. But in those moments where you're grieving, think about your memories of that person. Think about their favorite songs. And yes, sometimes it makes you feel even sadder, but take the time to really reflect on how you're feeling. I've spent a lot of time listening to music and taking walks and spending time outside. I mean, luckily the weather has been great, and just journaling my thoughts or voice noting my thoughts and just reminding myself of how blessed I still feel that I'm here. And so it's been a generally difficult time, but also it's been an amazing time because it's given me time to really reflect on the things that I want to do. And you've heard me say this many a times, but I don't want to die with any regrets. I don't want to die with any of my desires being unfulfilled. I want to make sure that I am utilizing all of the time that I have on this planet. And I want you to do the same. So what have you been putting off? No, really, what have you been putting off and why? And take a moment to think about that question and take a moment to even maybe press pause and actually write out what you've been putting off. And then take a real hard moment and think about the reason why. And are there things that you can move to make this particular desire happen? And let me tell you about a friend of mine. She made a decision that she was going to take herself out of a situation and she was going to take a break. And she took a break. And I'm not going to go into too much detail because I'm not too sure she'd want me to share it, but she took time out. And at the moment, she is enjoying some solo time. And I think that's so important. And she rang me up and she said, "It's yours and Ronya's fault." She had been listening to the episode all about finding joy with Ronya Sakata. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I would highly recommend that you do, because it talks about everything that I have just spoken about on a high level. We went deeper into why we need to find joy. And she was like, I now have taken time out for myself and it's because of you guys. And I was like, yes, yes, that makes me happy. That makes me so happy that we could do that for you, that we could make you recognize that this is the time to do that. And I also was so happy and excited that she listens to the episodes. And so I want you to think about the things that you want out of this life, because like I always say, you have to be that first investment. You have to make sure that you can really take the time to think about how you can make these dreams and desires reality. And like I've said before, if you need external accountability, I'm here. You can go on my website and book a Let's Chat with me and we can discuss your desires. But also equally, start with just thinking about what you want. This is the year. We don't know what's going to happen next year. And so that's what I did. I made the decision that next year, June, is not going to be a working month for me. I am going to be forward planning. I am going to be making sure that I can give myself that respite because I need to be okay, because it's going to be first anniversaries for people that I love and I want to be there for them. And I want to make sure that I can spend time on my own and spend time with my family separately. And I've just got to that point where I'm just really, really going to be focusing more and more and more on helping others to do that. And so I've got some exciting news. I have just become a faculty member for an amazing collective called the Coven Collective. And the founder and the other faculty members are bringing you expansive ways of just doing just that, helping you to really create the life you want and really diving deep into helping you to work through trauma and healing and really gaining that clarity on your desires. And I am so, so excited. First of all, these women, and you'll get to meet them, are powerhouses. And I love, love, love the fact that we are going to be working together in harmony. We are not going to be looking at each other as competitors. This feels like something that I have been asking for a long, long time. And so I am so excited that everything just aligned and these amazing women found me. And so I'm really excited about that. So depending on when you're listening to this episode, we are launching in July. And so you can find all the details in the show notes about the Coven Collective. And so I am here saying to you, there are so many opportunities for you out here. And there's so many opportunities for you to work with me out here. And so I am just wanting you to know that I see and I hear you. And I'm here. I am here. And so lastly, let's just really take a moment to just think about what you're taking into this new month and what can you leave? What can you say goodbye to? What isn't serving you anymore? What isn't making you happy? What is draining your energy? And you don't even have to consider the whys. If there is something that is coming up and you're like, nope, you feel repelled, it needs to leave your life, because we are not here to just please everybody else but ourselves. And you know that is hard for me to say because I am the original people pleaser. However, it is time for us to please ourselves first. And so that really does conclude what I wanted to say to you on this episode. I really want you to really internally think about what it is you want to continue to thrive in this life. Share what it is that you want with me. I'd be really happy to help in any way. But I want you to be happy. I see so many people that are unhappy at the moment. And I think where I'm in this season of being around so many people that are grieving, I can see that sometimes death brings out the worst in people. And so again, I want you to consider what it is you really want out of some of your relationships as well. I hope this episode has really helped to spark some important questions. So I want to say a quick shout out to all of my clients that have been absolutely amazing throughout this period where I've had to shift my calendar around. I've had to give myself more time to be okay and to be able to serve them in the best possible way. I love you all. I love working with you. I love the fact that we have built such an amazing relationship that you understand, because I understand. So thank you so, so much for all of you who have been so, so accommodating at this time. And then lastly, I had to push back the launch day of the Harnessing Your Female Cycle online course. But now I'm so, so excited that I have opened the doors and we start on the 14th of July. And yes, if you have already signed up or if you want to be part of this VIP round where I'm going to be doing this course with you, I'm going to be sharing how I do things. I'm going to be taking you through week by week and we're going to be implementing all of the actions, and there's going to be so, so much more interactive time with me where we're going to be meeting weekly for online coaching, and I'm going to be doing sessions with you to show you exactly how I implement the things that I have shared within the course. If you are up for this, then you need to save your seat ASAP, because there's only going to be 15 participants in this live round. Because I want to make sure that I can serve you. I want to make sure that it feels intimate for each and every one of you, so you get exactly what you need. And so I'm going to be putting all of the information into the show notes too. But again, make sure that you go ahead and book your place, because this may be the only time that I do this live round. And this is definitely going to be the only time it's going to be for this price. So again, I will share all that information in the show notes, but until next week, please take care of you. Think about your sleep, think about your food intake, think about your energy. Yes, think about all of those things and take care of you. Okay, I'll speak to you next week. Take care. Bye for now. I really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Alicia Show. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head over and rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on a Wednesday. I can't wait to hang out with you again soon. And lastly, remember to invest in yourself first, because you are important and amazing. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.